You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
On the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Archer. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Archer news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Archer.
What's up?
Yeah, what up, though?
Hey, hey.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to Archer. The episode title is Lo Scandolo?
Yes.
Something like that?
It's some sort of Italian.
I don't speak Italian.
Yeah.
I think it means scandalous.
I'm assuming it means the scandal.
Yeah, that could be it. I think you got it right.
Based on knowing some Latin-based languages. And
I think it means the big rubber dildo.
It probably means the big... Let's just get it out of the way. Actually, before we get that out of the way, let me just tease y'all and let you know. We got an interview with Adam Reed and John Benjamin at the same time discuss.
That's cool.
Two of them.
How could
two
I will not be
great powers be so close together?
I will not be partaking because I did not read that. And for those of you either watching or listening, Greg Goodness is not here.
Yeah. So let's do some introductions. I'm John Barrett.
I'm Justin McGee.
And I'm Phil Svitek, filling in for Greg Goodness.
Greg Goodness is saving a busload of children.
How noble.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good guy. Deep down in the heart of who he is, he's a good guy. Problem is, he's probably going to, burn the bus filled with children.
Yeah.
But it's not going to fall off that cliff.
Nope.
That's good.
It's way better because then it's less likely to, hit something.
Well, potato padildo.
Correct. All right, so we keep alluding to it, so let's just get right on in there, like the giant rubber eggplant the Italian prime minister's butt.
That we will.
So tonight's episode of Archer involved the prime minister of Italy appearing at Mallory Archer's place, presumably for sex. And we find him in what I believe is called a Zentai.
Zentai. You know, thought it was a cat suit, just like Archer.
But it covers the face, which is what differentiates a cat suit from a Zentai.
Turns out, two different things.
Which is good to know, because now when another FX show, American Horror Story, people tell me about the rubber man, I can be, that's a Zentai, actually.
It's a Zentai, not a cat suit. And that works out good for me, so when I do my never mind. I was going to say shopping. It's, we'll leave that one alone.
Yeah,
that'll be for another episode.
Really, we don't need to talk about our particular sexual preferences, which are gross. But we can talk about Mallory and the the late Italian prime minister's sexual preferences, which seem to be weird.
A little bit.
Let's just get right into it. They find the five-time shot prime minister of Italy strapped to a chair
with no seat.
And on inspection, all we hear is Archer shout, "What is in his ass?"
Which, for me, I will say this. Obviously the show is a parody of whether it be Mad Men, James Bond, all that. And how many times do you see that in movies of these weird sicko guys? And I loved how they took that to the extreme.
And I love Mallory's answer to the question, what is in his ass, which is a marital aid.
Ugh.
Which is definitely a more gross thing to call a dildo than a dildo.
It's true. I, at that point, probably should have just called
yeah,
it a
dildo. She should have just said dildo. Although we get the more illustrative term, giant rubber eggplant.
Which eggplant is bigger. Not to be too descriptive, I know eggplants more than men's penises. So eggplant.
He said as a.
I think in plural it's peni. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'm not a scientist. But you know the eggplant, the top of it, it's pretty wide.
Well, that's actually the bottom of it.
Well, either way.
But whatever.
Yeah,
I wasn't a botanist either.
Bulbous.
Regardless, it is probably an unpleasant thing to have inside of your butt.
Did we lose John? Can we hear John, by the way? Yeah. Alright, just checking.
Okay. So, anyway, alright, so there's a dildo in the Italian Prime Minister's ass. And this is, I think it's Mallory's dildo from last season, where Archer stumbles upon it in the,
in her office drawer.
Because he refers to that as a giant rubber eggplant.
The fact that there's more than one of those out there scares the crap out of me.
I'm hoping there isn't.
Yeah.
But I think one of the great things in this episode was the many uses of dildo. So we've got dildo, her dildo party slash murder, which is what Archer referred to the whole situation as. Then we've got Archer saying that first they need to de-dildo the Prime Minister, which is a really horrible thing to have to do to a dead body.
And I do like Krieger asking if he should just leave it. Should I leave the dildo? My answer would have been yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, speaking of Krieger, too, not to jump too far ahead, but him in the bathroom part, that, speaking of gross moments.
Oh, God.
That was pretty gross.
Yeah. But so then
there's only so much you can do with the vanilla scented candle. Only so much.
There is only so much. So then we've got probably the best use of the word dildo in the show, maybe ever, since it first appeared in written English in Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale. Yeah, I knew that. That's real, folks. That's real. Shakespeare invented the word dildo. Anyway.
Did not know that.
We have some... I forget the entire context of it, but Archer says to Lana, potato, padildo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is,
So, that's probably going to enter my lexicon of things I say to people. And I hope it enters yours, dear listener.
Yes, please.
It should.
Let's make this a thing. So
hashtag that.
Yeah. Yeah. So much dildo. It's a little time. The other
Which by the way, I'm actually glad that, for the most part, everyone was spared of that tragedy of knowing about the dildo.
Yeah.
You know, bring up, like, what should we do with the dildo?
Yeah.
For Krieger, goes no further.
That could have been a whole episode in itself if they had touched upon that.
God. So we've got...
I don't like touching dildo in the same sentence.
Good that you brought that up, because my next topic I wanted to discuss is how often someone says either I don't want to know or you don't want to know in reference to all the sex things, because there's a lot of them, and it's gross. It's really, really, I mean, this is some next level stuff that I don't want to know about, and I can't imagine, as the son of someone who just murdered the Prime Minister, spoiler alert, that I would want to know why my mother was doing these things, or how, or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for the most part, I mean, we're... just thinking about the show in general, we're cued in on most of the stuff that they don't want to know about, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we sort of know that she has a...
Well, not just... obviously, we know for this episode, but just in general, right? For the show, I would say 90% of what they don't know, we actually do know. And
agreed.
It's a lot of dramatic irony. Shakespeare, guys.
So
dramatic irony, dildos. Thanks, Shakespeare, folks.
Yep.
My
opinion has changed of him.
There you go.
So, also, we again allude to the just sexual promiscuity of one Mallory Archer, where she straight up doesn't know who Sterling's father is.
Yep.
And we get an introduction of another possible contender for fatherhood.
And the more this is kind of things I don't want to know slash things that are gross. Her at the end with the trench coat, boom, bow, bow.
Yep.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Luckily, that's one thing we don't know what's underneath.
Right. Right.
But whatever it is, she still got it.
Apparently, she still got it.
Although we did see her as a young woman, not obviously the breasts, but right, we saw her
ass.
Yeah,
we've seen most of her body.
And I don't know if you guys had noticed this, but what Krager chose to cover up the three bullet holes by the door was
a naked photo.
Photo of her and baby Archer.
I thought that was like her getting spooned or something like that.
I thought it was one of those like baby and me photos.
I only got a quick glimpse of it, but I thought it was the picture of her and Duchess.
Oh, that would make more sense because she doesn't really care for Archer as much as she does the dog.
Yeah, just oh god,
she loves that dog.
Either way, yeah. Hopefully by the end of the show, we'll see it in the background of our TV here.
Absolutely,
and we'll know what it is.
So now, this seems to have been something of a theme in this season of the show, where everyone just gets a chance to show just how racist they are. Man, these people... Archer shows, basically, it's more of an ignorance than any sort of malicious thing, in that when told that the dead body sitting in his mother's living room is the Prime Minister of Italy, he says, "Don't they use a king?" Now, here are a couple things that are really funny about that. One, no, Italy hasn't had a king. I don't know if they ever did.
I thought they did, but this would have been several.
And they were a collection of cities.
Yes.
I mean, you go back to the Roman time period, that's where democracy kind of...
Right, but they had an emperor, and then...
But he wasn't a king, technically.
But Italy hasn't been a unified country very long.
Yeah.
If any of you guys know.
Well, and here's the thing, right?
Call us in, 424...
256-1729. But wasn't an emperor sort of elected, whereas a king is just through the bloodline?
Ooh.
We've got to talk to our Spartacus people here.
Yeah. The other thing I want to bring up is use a king, which is a funny way to say that. Because that's not the right phrasing, Archer.
It is. No, it's not.
You don't use a king.
What do you do with it?
I have no idea what the correct word is. Don't they have a king? I think use a king is a really funny funny expression. He also, when they're trying to cover up the murder, says that they need to make it look like self-defense, so they're going to need to whack his mother around a little bit to get her roughed up, and then they need to make the body look kind of rapey, which shouldn't be hard because he's an Italian gentleman.
Yes.
Implying that Italian dudes look rapey.
And also not the... Okay, now, what's your opinion on that? Italians? No, not the opinion of the hosts. Go ahead and say
You know
that.
What?
There are far rapier looking nationalities.
Yes, but if you also look at a lot of movies, let's say Eurotrip, right? The rapey guy in that movie
was Italian.
So they, I don't know.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz.
You know what? I'll put it on me. The views expressed are my own. And Eurotrip's, apparently.
Minus Phil.
Here's the thing. Have you seen a Canadian?
Ooh, that's...
Especially when they have mustaches.
Yeah,
you get some real rape.
Those lumberjack looking guys.
Yeah, and they're like big.
Yeah.
Do you know who the last king of Italy was?
Who was the last king?
Let's hear this.
Umberto the Second from
good old Umberto.
He was the last king of Italy for slightly over a month, from May 9th, 1946 to June 12th, 1946.
Wow!
Wow! Really?
That recently?
So wow. Okay.
All right.
There you go.
Like I said, a few hundred years ago was probably the last king.
The more you know.
The more you know.
It's an educational show right here. we forgot to bring up that Krieger asks, "Can I keep it?" about the dildo.
Oh.
When he finds it in the body.
I think I'm kind of glad I missed that the first time around.
The other thing is that the other thing about Italians is that all Archer can think about when they find this dead Italian body is Italian food.
Hmm. That says a lot about him.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it says.
I'm not sure either, but I think it has something to do with Italians.
But we now know that he can never, ever, ever eat spaghetti and meatballs again.
Until he eats it later.
Yeah, that's true.
In the episode.
Yeah. With not enough sauce.
With
Which, by the way, it makes me want to have Italian food now, too.
I know. I'm really jonesing for some Italian food.
Especially with the slice. To continue the racism, Italians do have good food. Although, I don't know if that's more racist than a compliment, but...
They can cook some
I think if we say all Italians can cook well, then it's racism.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I am racist. Yeah.
I am, too. All Italians can cook really well.
They can cook.
Oh, they can cook.
Man. Man. So then we get into some good old-fashioned Irish bashing.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with that. With those Irish, they're an easy target.
And
I say
there's not a lot of premises to go off of. It's always like potatoes and drinking. But you can go down so many paths.
But there's so many ways to make fun of someone for eating potatoes and drinking.
Yeah.
And it's basically an endless. I mean, you have an endless.
And you got the 2-in-1. You got the go.
Yeah, so you can either eat this potato now or wait till it ferments and drink it. As Mallory says to her super when she gives him his Christmas bonus, which is a potato.
In which he was hoping for a little bit of money so he can give his son the much-deserved...
Operation.
What kind of... I didn't see what kind of operation, but yes, operation.
So, I think it seemed like a leg one.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. He had crutches.
He did.
Oh, there we go. We're seeing it now.
Talking about
right
that.
Now. And he has to tell his poor son that he's going to die this year.
I wish I could just cue up an Irish accent or I would act the scene out for you. But
which, by the way, if you think about it, okay, like, he's the superintendent of what seems like a very, very rich place. And yet he's...
Still in his suspenders and...
And he's still dressed like an urchin from...
Yeah, there we go. It's a broken leg or something. Slash pale.
That right there, still my favorite
that moment.
Still my favorite joke of the whole show. I don't know why. It's so just nothing. He wipes his tear with a potato. Tomato.
And that's,
patildo.
That's how we Irish do it.
Yeah.
And tell your kids, no, you're gonna die.
Yeah.
We like potatoes so much because they're so versatile.
Yeah.
You don't need to buy Kleenex. You can drink them.
You can turn them into vodka.
What are you the Irish version of Bob Gump?
Yeah.
French fried potatoes.
Shrimp scampi. Shrimp.
And I think that's about all you can do.
Yeah,
with that.
Frig, I forget that series of lines.
I had something for this.
I had something for this. So then we also get the somewhat recurrent racism against black people by having Lana
dress as a
French maid and serve everyone dinner.
Yep.
And they named her Calpurnia.
Oh, terrible.
Which is just so... I mean, it's not like... immediately, like, ooh, that's really racist. But the more I think about it, the more I go...
Yeah, the more they said it.
Wait. That is a racist name.
Let me pose this question. I haven't seen The Help. Is this making fun of The Help in any shape?
I have no idea.
Especially now that it's kind of Oscar season, and they switched it out this episode to be later, too.
I always tend to do this to myself on this show, is out myself in such a way where I lose... all street cred that I possibly had, and I have to regain it each week. Calpurnia was the from To Kill a Mockingbird.
Okay.
Yeah. I probably
not that I
have known that.
Love that book and have cried every single time I read it.
Well, The Onion did
cried reading it.
Speaking of Killing Mockingbird, The Onion did a funny article about how's I don't know, just go read it. It's about a girl was taking notes on To Kill a Mockingbird in the pages of a book and everyone was in awe. I don't know. They said it funnier.
Read The Onion.
Yeah, that. If you, yeah, you should just do that anyway.
Just read The Onion.
It's good stuff.
So. But I think it's making fun of The Help. So throw
maybe.
That out there without ever even having seen the movie.
Hey, yeah,
I'm just gonna go ahead and say that because The Help is racist. I hear.
It's like that sort of
It's supposed to be the happy take on racism.
Yeah.
You know, which doesn't get shown enough.
you never get to see the good
lighter
part of
side
it.
Of racism. That's what I'm looking for.
Exactly. Ben's laughing. I made him laugh.
One of the big things that we noticed about this episode, guys, was it had a very distinct structure.
Yep.
And sort of followed the classic format of the murder mystery,
mm-hmm.
As seen in such things as Everything.
Clue.
The film.
You took mine. That was the one and only I had.
That's because it's the only one there is that you could think of.
It's also like a, you know, thing. Classic thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what I liked about it was, you know, I had a screener of this episode, and when I first watched it, it was very different.
Because he's better than us. Yeah. Phil is better than us, everyone.
No,
it here first.
I'm not better than you guys. I'm trying to get these guys in tune. I'm actually trying to get these guys in touch with Adam Reed, because they deserve it.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
That's right. And watching it the first time, it was kind of weird. I didn't like it as much as I did today, because, you know, it was different from all the episodes. It was very... Justin made the point it was very self-contained.
Yeah. Mm.
And even more so than the train episode, because at least there you had different
cars,
compartments. Yeah.
I mean, I liked it. I thought they executed that sort of... I think that was something that Adam Reed has a very distinct voice and obviously did a really good job with it. Like, I think that's a sort of format... That works for his voice,
and obviously he twisted around at the end where it's not the typical murder mystery. It's we find that as Mallory, and it's just more sickly twisted, than we ever could have imagined. So,
but
kind of noble that she went back after all these years and killed the guy that, again, spoiler if you haven't seen the episode,
which you should.
Yeah,
otherwise,
you're doing this out of order. If so, pause this right now, go watch the show, come back. Yeah, the fact that she went and killed somebody that she doesn't even know if this is Archer's father, but just another potential candidate, that's pretty noble of her.
Yeah, but, well, what's kind of still weird is the fact that, you know, she was hooking up with him for so long, and it's only after the fact that the sex got weird that she decided to bring that up.
Okay, that might be the unknowable part of it.
Yeah, that's a point that needs to be made, is that she killed him when the sex got weird. But yeah, it is an interesting twist on it. I think my favorite thing they did about the murder mystery conceit, that whole concept of it being that, is having the other people show up and have to have a dinner party. And the voices.
Yeah.
Cheryl's voice is horrible. It's so bad.
Hers is bad.
Great.
Pam's? Fantastic.
And Gillette's for his one line in character. No one cares, Figgis. You're just here to round out the numbers. Perfect.
It was
perfect.
It's so true. I love
everyone's
Figgis.
Wanted to say that for the longest time, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Figgis is just here to round out the numbers. The story of his life. Stray observations, folks?
I do have one from the it should have been in the gross sex topic, but I totally didn't think about it until right now. I really enjoyed that, and we did kind of touch on it, but Jessica Walters having to explain between the Zentai and the catsuit, because we had also mentioned in our previous episodes that half the time she has no idea what she's talking about, what she's referencing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that would be one that she would have no freaking clue what she's really saying. And then she probably had to have somebody explain what these are used for. Yeah. And I just imagined all that when she was saying that little tiny monologue, and it was pretty funny to me.
Yeah, that's a funny moment.
I will say Krieger's plan of, I'm going to call it the smiley face plan. That was sheer genius.
Yeah, that was great.
And further frightens me. On Krieger's character.
A few things. Krieger, when they say he's hard at work, to which Archer replies, he literally might be.
Oh.
because that kind of work is the kind of work that would give Krieger an erection.
Yeah.
Also,
which, by the way, little known fact, 80% of Undertakers are necrophiliacs.
I really wish you hadn't said that to
Yeah.
me.
So that is why I'm getting cremated.
I'm still going for the Viking funeral. I don't know if that's legal, but that's...
I am going to live forever. So how I'm going to do it. Another moment that I thought was really funny is I forget exactly what Lana says apropos of the murder situation, but Mallory says to her, "Thanks, Holly Hindsight," which was a really funny, stupid nickname that she gave her. And Sullen Wench was really funny. And yeah. Cheryl's laugh sucked really hard.
That did.
An elegant dinner party.
There she is.
You got shot. Yes, I know, dear. I was there. That's another great one. All right, so I think it's just about that time where we take it to a pre-recorded commercial.
Ooh.
Let's hit that.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you. A lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
So, as we indicated earlier in the program, there was a little article on... I forgot the website's name.
Crave?
Crave.
Crave Online?
AfterBuzz TV News.
And it is... it's not so much an article as much as an interview with... Adam Reed and John Benjamin. They give us a few juicy details about the season finale, which is the much-discussed here Moon episode.
Yeah.
Which Mr. Reed gives us a little bit of info on it and tells us that it is not a Moonraker reference. No.
Nope.
No, it is a reference to a far superior space film.
Much better.
Like I said to Justin earlier, I would say it's our generation's Space Odyssey.
I totally agree with that now that you say that.
Leprechaun 6.
Was it 6?
I think it was 6, yeah.
Yeah, because Leprechaun 5 was back in this hood or something.
That was in the hood, yeah.
I remember Leprechaun 5 in the hood.
How can you forget?
Oh my God.
See, John and I were roommates in college, and we just watched movies like that all the time.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful.
Too bad you couldn't join us.
Oh. It's okay. I was probably watching them at the exact same time.
Speaking of joining you guys, I will not join you for this discussion because I did not read the article, so I'll let you take over.
But it's also, we get a little bit of that classic John Benjamin douchebag comedy stuff where he totally rips apart the interviewer for even bringing up leprechauns.
But then immediately turns and is very glad that he brought up the leprechaun movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty funny that he hated it at first.
Mm-hmm. And then you liked it.
Yep.
There wasn't a whole lot more info in that.
Not Archer, yeah, not too much Archer-related.
Bob's Burgers is coming back, and apparently has already been picked up for a third season.
Yep.
Which is interesting, and, I mean, I highly recommend it to y'all out there in listener land.
Do we want to, like, scoop the Bob's Burgers information on our Archer show?
Yeah.
All right. I guess some things that I noticed, other than three seasons of Bob's Burgers already picked up, season two, he is now going to have a food truck.
Yeah, that's one of the
And
of the
he still
lines.
Has a mustache.
Still has a mustache.
Crazy, guys. I know. Yeah, you heard it here first.
That
mustache
is an exclusive.
Still there.
After Buzz TV exclusive.
There you go.
Also, there's still the possibility that John Benjamin has a van will come back. So cross your fingers and toes and write your letters to Comedy Central.
I think it's so cheap to produce that, you know, you kind of almost, like, MTV's also talking about bring back TLC, just the ratings got shitty at the end, but it's so cheap to produce, why not?
I feel like it's the same generation. Yeah, that makes sense.
Also, it's written already. The season's written already, which he mentions in this.
Okay.
And I think that would...
That's an enticing
Those are
thing.
All good pluses for bringing back that show.
So, think about it, Comedy Central.
And again, I think with especially like shows like this, like Archer and John Benjamin, you have such a loyal fan base. I mean, you guys know everything about Adam Reed. I'm just kind of a cursory fan, I guess.
I know literally everything about Adam Reed.
That's right. So,
birth date right now. So he knows it. It's fine. He knows
I don't
it.
Need to. I don't
yeah,
need
he doesn't,
yeah, he doesn't need to
say.
Prove it to anybody.
Yeah, it's true.
No, but in many ways, I would argue that the strength of those fans is much greater than, you know, any network show that gets 8 million.
Yeah.
For its definitely. Stupid show.
Definitely, definitely.
So,
yeah.
That is definitely true. Gentlemen, shall we move into...
And now,
creepy theremin land.
TV predictions.
You know what? This season for me, there's not as much Lana and Archer stuff. It's more Mallory and Archer stuff, and obviously taking that to the extreme. So it's really interesting how it's kind of going. Obviously, sitcoms, they're not really known for you know, their full arcs, but Archer is nice in the fact that it does have continuing storylines.
Yeah, for me, I predict that we're going to see even darker things about Mallory come up. I think she's. I think we're going to get her. We're going to get her dark,
deep, dark secrets
backstory, and it's not going to be pleasant.
Filled
people
with
people who don't like
rubber
demos.
Eggplants and. Yeah, I. You know what? I'm going to have to follow with that prediction as well. Like you'd said, Phil, we haven't really seen much of Archer and Lana's relationship. I think it is going to just focus strictly on Archer and Mallory. And it's just going to get weirder and darker and grosser.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, for those of you listening, they actually switched this episode with the episode of last week, and I think the reason why they did that is because this episode, in terms of progression, is way grosser of their relationship. You know, last week with the Dodge car, that's obviously...
Dodge.
We
still haven't got our car.
We still love you, and I check the mail every day.
I
don't know why I check my mailbox. I assume there's going to be a Charger in there.
I'm assuming
though.
I'm going to get a Dodge Challenger.
Challenger? Yeah, Challenger.
At some point in the next
I'll take a Charger.
Weeks. I guess you're making...
Take a Dodge Neon.
Yeah, me too. I assume because they're making them for us, like, you know, special, that's going to take
made.
A while.
Yeah.
So,
we're patient,
you know,
man.
Yeah.
Very patient,
just take
man.
Your time, Dodge, and get us those cars. Fine Dodge vehicles.
Yep.
Made mostly in the USA, I think.
Yes.
Sure.
Anyway, folks, I think... Dodge. I think that wraps this up for us. We have been the Archer people.
It's true.
I am John Barrett. You can find me on Twitter at J Dugan Barrett.
And me, Justin McGee, at J I'm not even sure anymore. I think Justin P. McGee.
I think it's Justin P. McGee. I don't even
Pretty
know
sure.
anymore because they don't go by the @ things.
Yeah.
Like your full name.
Damn.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Also, check out my blog. BopMaryKill.tumblr.com.
Good stuff.
And you have a comedy thing with your old troupe.
That's right. My old college comedy troupe is doing an alumni show on March 2nd. And the cabaret and the basement of the little building, 80 Boylston Street.
And that's
Boston,
in Boston.
Massachusetts.
That is so specific. So for those of you guys, check out Chocolate Cake City.
In the basement of the little building at 80 Boylston Street in Boston.
I'm going to make it easier. Check out Chocolate Cake City, look up Emerson College, and then start there.
You'll figure it out.
And just because it's in a basement, you most likely won't get killed. Just go. It's fine.
It's fine.
And they hand out cake.
Free cake.
Yeah.
Free Ooh. Cake.
With milk. Wow.
Yes, free cake and milk.
That's a bonus right there.
Bonus. I'm going right now.
You might even get a dildo if you play your cards right.
That's a tall order.
All right.
We don't have that many dildos. well, also, that along with that, I'm not going to be here for the next 3 weeks. Sorry, folks.
I'm terrible.
But check out the show next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.